This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 3rd. God's word to you today is do's and don'ts. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 18, verses 9 and 14, which says, "Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Jesus says we should fast, but fasting should be done in humility and secrecy. Please read Luke 18, verses 9 to 14. Jesus says that when you fast and make a boast of it, when your fasting is based on arrogance, it means nothing before God. This does not mean we should not fast. It means that God does not want us to boast about it. When we do spiritual things filled with arrogance and pride, then we lose the spiritual value that God has for us. When we do spiritual things for the sake of comparing ourselves with one another, God says you are beginning to have pride and you are going to have a problem with your reward. Spiritual pride is probably the reason why some people struggle with answers to prayers. Jesus says fasting should be done in humility and in secrecy. Matthew 6:16-18 says, "And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you fast and make a show of your fasting by squeezing your face or being cranky or by advertising your fast, God says, well done, you already have your reward. What is the reward? People will look at you as spiritual. Enjoy it. That is not my reward, and I am certain that is not the reward you are looking for either. When you fast and you are still doing life normally, it takes more from you. You are cheerful, you still go to work, put in all that is required. God that sees in secret will reward you openly. What is the open reward? Answers to prayers. What you're asking God for becomes manifest for all to see. Secrecy and humility is so important, particularly in this time and age when people are fasting and tweeting about it. I have just started a 20-day personal fast. Please retweet if you support me. The Word of God says we are not to do that. This begs the question of, what if the fast is a corporate fast and people know? There is a place for both the corporate or group fast and the individual or personal fast. When you're doing a corporate fast, the people in that community already know, so that cannot be showing off. When you're doing a personal fast, it is between you and God, so do not go before people and advertise it. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the wisdom and understanding required for spiritual engagements. Help me align my heart with God's heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.